Train up a child in the way that he should go, and when he is old, he shall not depart from it.
You know, go left that training game.
The basic nature of humanity.
Character when mortal man forgets.
Yes, mortal man. That's what we're talking about. Our mortality. Hope this one works better. The basic elements, our nature, is rebellion.
We normal
and stubbornness.
Now for being rebel and with Gangayis bad.
Yes, bad. This is the root. I think it's 1 Samuel.
I think say na 1 Samuel.
Is it 15? You remember the story?
Yes. Remember the story?
Huh?
Yes.
You remember how Saul went out to battle?
Remember that story with Saul.
But he had been instructed by the prophet.
But the prophet Samuel tell him so
that he had to wait until he came.
He gave for wait something.
And that when he came, he would offer sacrifices.
And only when he come, then we'll make the sacrifice.
Hallelujah. And deal with the issues, or bring blessing because of the victory. You know the story? I suggest you read it. It's not just a story about Samuel and Saul. It's a story about the Holy Place Church.
Not of Samuel and Saul.
And the element of self that is ruling in that arena. Hallelujah.
The Holy Place Church.
Hallelujah. Well, hallelujah. Saul is a representation,
so,
in some respect, of the Sons of God company.
Saul represents,
because the Sons of God company has the connotation of being a king as well as a priest.
Because God in
beginning
a king and a priest.
Samuel is indicative of the authority of the word and the preeminence of that word that it has over that position of authority.
Samuel is the word of God and the power.
Hallelujah.
Over amen.
That situation.
Are you understanding what I'm saying?
We understand.
Hallelujah. Amen. And the king, because of his knowledge,
the king, because
of his strength and vitality, because of his position and his estimation of his own self-worth,
in strength and all the power and the sense of
hallelujah,
be,
took it upon himself to violate the word of God. Hallelujah. And that is a primary point. It wasn't this his act of not doing what he was commanded to do, but assuming that he could go against the word of God.
Not to let it do what
hallelujah.
But he just thinks he
hallelujah.
Go against what he wants.
The Bible says in the New Testament, unless a seed fall into the ground and die,
the Bible is in the New Testament,
it abideth alone. Hallelujah.
And he died.
So it makes no difference whether you are in the ministry are part of the fivefold ministry, are part of the congregational aspect of the fellowship or the body, it makes no difference that position.
It don't make any difference.
Hallelujah.
At the church or again at the body or you a member of fivefold ministry, it don't mean nothing.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So when the laws, when the word of God says you must be perfect, to be not perfect is a violation of that commandment.
When God say you,
hallelujah,
for make you think say I'm not gonna be perfect.
Hallelujah.
You don't go against what God say.
I spelled that wrong. Rebellion.
You don't turn rebel.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And when Samuel came, he pronounced judgment. He pronounced the indictment and he pronounced the judgment.
When Samuel come,
hallelujah.
Amen. He don't do, and he pronounced the judgment upon him.
Yes. What did he? What was the judgment?
Waiting now, God did not be the judgment over Saul.
This day shall the kingdom be ripped from thy hand and given unto another.
Today, the kingdom will come.
Who I think it says, who is more worthy than thee?
Somebody.
Huh? Hallelujah.
Well,
we're not Saul, right? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Brethren, there is a requirement that God puts on us to deal with this aspect of our self nature.
Brother and sister, God,
hallelujah,
for let we use or treat this thing, but we self and we mortal man how we turn.
Saul rebelled.
Saul
against that word.
He rebelled against waiting
and
tell him for
then he took it upon himself.
Then he decided
and he determined to do what was necessary to do to fulfill what he thought needed to be done.
He decided say he will do waiting
in spite of the word of the Father.
Even though if
hallelujah.
Your instruction.
Amen. How many of you know about rebellion?
Almost by we sabi that word we call rebel.
Huh? How many of you know about rebellion?
Almost by we know about rebellion.
How many of you rebel?
Almost
have rebelled.
Yes.
Are rebelling. Shall rebel again.
Or we
have to be. Hallelujah. How many of you are in the arena of rebellion?
Almost by we.
I don't think any of us. I don't think any of us can say we are not in rebellion in some way or manner, or after some fashion or form or another. Hello. But do I understand what rebellion is?
But when I say it's not
rebellion, rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft.
Rebel behavior, fiba. Like a witch man.
That means every time I rebel against anything or something,
that means anytime
I am not just saying no to something,
anything or something,
hello, I am working in the arena of witchcraft. I am accepting a spirit and I am loosing a spirit.
Are they accepting spirit inside me when I'm a witchcraft spirit, and are they also release that same spirit?
Now, brethren, I'm not talking about sin, doing sin.
Well, then, sister, I need to talk about
and resisting sin. I'm not talking about that.
Or when you stand against sin.
I'm talking about the resistance of change that is for the good.
Are they talking about when you say, I'm not a dream for change, when I'm for you good?
And I'll tell you how simple it is.
And I'll tell you how simple it be.
And how very mundane it can be.
And now with the treatment, like in this wall.
When I was in construction,
When I been woke now,
I was a fast food junkie.
Me, I be left for it, then street food, then fast food bag.
Burger Kings. I don't know if you know what they are.
All them.
Hallelujah.
Them Burger King.
Drive-throughs at you, McDonald's.
McDonald's.
I think everybody knows what McDonald's is, right? I was a junk food addict.
I've been left for it.
Because we were working against time. You understand what I mean? I got paid by the time I spent on the job and what I did.
Now by the time I spent working, which I
did,
then you pay me.
But then somebody came along the line and began to tell me that what I was eating was not good for me.
Now somebody can begin to say that it's really true, not really true.
And that I needed to change my habits of eating and eat these different things.
And you need to change this.
And all of the things that they said I needed to eat, I did not like them.
And it's when they can tell me self for they eat, not to see like at all.
I didn't like them. I did not want to eat them.
I don't want them.
And I rebelled.
And I
when somebody would come to me and start talking to me about it, I would get angry at them.
And when person came near me, begin talk to me about that.
What are you trying to put on me? Why are you giving me all of this stuff? Why do I have to do this? I have a right to eat whatever I want to eat.
What if they can't tell me all this stuff? So I get life for living.
Hallelujah. I was not just stating my position, but there was something of an anger and an assault that was coming against that other person for no reason other than that they were hanking about my good.
I'm not being just.
Hallelujah.
You know, I mean, they vex by the people them when they come for can talk to me.
One day, I was praying about it.
One day, I mean, they pray for that.
It was written by the divine inspiration of God.
Now God in power.
Under the jurisdiction of the Holy Spirit.
God in Holy Spirit.
And preserved and handed down to us.
And then keep up.
There is a perfection. There is a perfection that God is desiring concerning you and I.
God wants we for be perfect.
And that perfection means the dissolving and the doing away with self.
God means.
Hallelujah.
We and we put self.
How do we become perfect?
How
do we deal with self?
How we go deal with self?
Well, the first thing I would recommend is you get down on your knees and repent for being selfish.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And you thank God for what you don't.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And then I would recommend that you pray and ask God to work out the circumstances of self that it might die in the manner and fashion that would be pleasing to Him.
And ask God, number
two,
make you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God,
if you are sincere.
If you sincere
and God sees it, your sincerity, I guarantee you He will orchestrate your path from that point on through circumstances and experiences that deal primarily with your self nature.
And you have to say, you mean what you say. God will.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know those three Hebrew boys.
The three Hebrew boys. Them.
Hallelujah. They had a reality of God. They had a reality of the Father that very, very few in the church today, and I talk about the Holy Place Church, have as a reality.
In those days, they understand.
Hallelujah.
Real one, pass out some of we understand.
They were ripped out.
Then pull them come out
of their land of nativity.
Who side have been the country?
They were mutilated and planted in a Babylonish kingdom.
Then pull them from what they come.
Hallelujah.
Babylon.
Now, you have to think about the Jewish mentality.
You get 14, but you choose.
In their own right, and in their own way, they were of the royal family.
And in their own way, now the royal family,
in some manner of fashion, they were as prince in their own land and to the people that they were among.
Somehow,
hallelujah. They lived in an environment that was not hard to live in.
They live now.
They had servants. They had privileges. Come on.
Benefits.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. You know, I know they were of royal blood because that's what the king was interested in bringing to his kingdom.
I know what's
that. Hello. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, that is something that you and I need to be considering concerning the aspect of being kings and priests.
That's even how we say for the question of the king.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And they were put and brought into captivity into a foreign land.
And so they
looked down upon as slaves.
We they can like slave in a foreign land.
They had suddenly changed positions of preeminence.
Once they changed their position of that power.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Can you imagine some of the feelings that they were having emotionally, mentally? And can you imagine they might be desiring that things would be turned around and changed back to the way it was? Hallelujah.
And then upset thinking change for them.
But I don't believe that that struggle was necessarily as hard as we might think because of the reality they had of a greater kingdom.
Well, I'm not saying that trouble they be heavy upon them just because they know who that's not been their God.
Amen.
Amen.
No crucifixion of Jesus yet. No resurrection yet. No Holy Spirit yet.
Jesus not be done is not dead yet.
Brethren, these young men are now in the heavenly host, in the heavenly company. And they're going to be standing around the throne of God when I come before that throne to be judged.
And
they're going to be looking at me.
And then they look me.
And the Lord is going to say, well, why did you not do this? Or why did you not? And I'm going to say, well, I couldn't do it because, and I'm going to see this young man over here.
God will say, what do you make you not be one?
That isn't going to work.
Then I will say, I'll not be able to run because of that.
No matter what excuse I might want to bring up in my mind, no matter what manner of fashion I'd want to defend myself, I'm being accused by their righteousness.
Anyway, what I for defend myself.
Hallelujah. I should say I am being convicted because of their righteousness.
The righteousness will judge me.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
How much more is God going to assess my position and my behavior concerning the position of self, hallelujah, in relation to those who have gone on before me?
How much more God
will hallelujah
for where I decide say I want to do me your way,
who have received
people them wait on live before me don't do
who have received a good report
and then they don't get
hallelujah. Now, there's another part, there's another situation there that I want to highlight.
One other situation they won't want to.
And that's the following verse says that they.
And now the verse will fall up here. You say, so that they.
Without you they, and me.
Without
cannot
me,
be made perfect.
No go able for be perfect.
Oh, I thought perfection was when you went to heaven.
I mean, they feel sin now way past the reach I have.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Have you ever got into a situation that is so bad that you just can say, Lord, just take me home. I'd rather be home than in this circumstance. I'd rather be with you,
and you say, God,
than here right now.
Then I didn't say this one liar.
That's spiritual suicide.
spiritually.
Did you hear me?
Yes.
It's you might as well take a gun, put it to your head, and pull the trigger. Hello? Hallelujah.
And you pull it.
We are supposed to be overcomers.
We're supposed to be people them.
We are supposed to be an overcoming people, overcoming every obstacle, and primarily overcoming self.
And finally, we put
ourselves
under control.
Hallelujah. So the abomination of desolation standing in the holy place.
So the abomination when it
comes
desolation,
hallelujah. Hallelujah. There are two traits that mark the behavior of this son of perdition.
Watch the behavior of this person they call son of perdition, Satan in young picking.
Huh? There are two traits.
Two things where they show himself, two characters
that build a platform to bring forth the manifestation of that son.
Two characters there
where
they bring.
Hallelujah. Every one of us is born with the spirit of perdition.
Everyone from we them born with that spirit of perdition there.
You can't get above it. I don't care what family you come from.
No matter whose family.
I don't care where you were born in the world.
No matter whose parts them born.
I don't care. It doesn't make any difference what your nationality. Every man, every woman, every child has a perdicious nature.
No matter what circumstance when you born.
You know, these little babies.
Gets that spirit inside.
These little babies can be so cute, so cuddly, so lovely. You want to pet them and kiss them and just pamper them.
You cook them, you let for them.
But they can be so demanding.
But they keep.
And they can be obnoxious.
They can take you over.
And they can be cruel. And they can hit you. They can throw food on you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And when they don't get their way, they can cry and howl until your head wants to ring.
When they don't get their way.
Hallelujah. How many of you have taught them to do that?
Almost, but you don't teach them to do that when they do this.
And most of the time, the baby's the parent, and the parents are the baby.
Most of the time,
hallelujah.
The baby, not the mama.
I lived a long time. Well, a little bit of a long time. I have seen many babies.
Sometimes
hallelujah.
I don't see
and particularly babies. My babies.
And particularly me.
My grandbabies. Every one of them was demanding and controlling and wanting to have their way and their means by which they could have preeminence over the environment in which they were. Every one of them.
And then there's
Not one of them came out sweet and loving and cuddly and not ever doing any bad thing and never making a mess or making a fuss. Not one of them ever did that at the beginning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And if you're not careful,
and for not take them,
the child, the baby, ends up ruling the roost. Ruling the nest.
Ruling the nest. Yeah. If we not take them,
the message to the church, I believe, pertains to the different, is relative to the different positions or pieces of furniture that are in the tabernacle.
The message with the
hallelujah.
Now, but the different piece of furniture with the inside the tabernacle.
And being that this is the fifth church, it is in particular the fifth piece of furniture, which is the golden altar of incense.
Well, we're not in number five church. If they talk about the number 5-inch furniture, not the tabernacle, when at the altar of incense.
And being as that piece of furniture is the last piece of furniture before you go into the Holy of Holies, it's
and
dealing...
last furniture, where you meet before you go to the holiest of all,
it's dealing with the holy place church.
And it is
hallelujah. Now, the development of the churches are developing and coming to a greater fullness with each dispensation and each passing of generations.
Every
hallelujah.
Time where the church they move,
hallelujah.
And they develop.
So it is really pertinent for us to understand what the message is.
So a good fellow understands.
Because
we
are living in the age of that church
because
when it's coming to a place of fullness.
Where the church they reached to in fullness.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
What was it that the angel said?
What did the angel say?
Hallelujah. He says, I know thy works, that thou hast a name, that thou livest and art dead.
And that same people that say, they say, una they alive, but una don't die.
They had a living word.
Una been get the word where they alive.
But the actuality of that word was not being revealed and manifested in them so that they could be considered a living word.
But the word is
hallelujah.
Power. In order to show pagan behavior, we will make people that say yes.
Hallelujah.
No.
Do you remember John 1 in the testimony?
Remember John
that,
1:1
that was given concerning Jesus Christ.
And the testimony which John gave of Jesus Christ.
It says that the word became flesh.
The word turned to flesh.
So in actuality, that is not just a symbolic terminology. That is not just a word that to be spiritualized.
Not a word normal way we talk in spirit.
It meant that Jesus Christ walking and talking in Jerusalem and Bethlehem and in Judea was a living, walking, talking representation of the Word of God.
He actually means Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And talk.
Hallelujah.
So, not being the very Word of God in self being possible.
This aspect of the Word is part of that perfection that God wants to bring us to.
And this thing.
Hallelujah.
So the part of the thing where God gets in mind about perfection.
Hallelujah. Amen. So I'm just saying that so that we might know the reality of it.
I don't need to talk so that we understand them well.
I want to jump down.
I want for jump
to verse 3.
So verse 3
says, "Remember therefore how thou hast received and heard, and hold fast and repent."
Una member.
Hallelujah.
And Yehi and na old stronger one and unadvas God for forgiveness.
So it seems as though in this type of situation there was still a point or a place where repentance could be enacted to rectify the situation.
Even at that kind of situation,
hallelujah.
Make them repent.
Now, I want to jump down again. It says, verse 4, thou hast a few names, even in Sardis, which have not defiled their raiment.
He said, when I get 2-3 names,
hallelujah.
We're not on the sea, they're close.
It means that there is an elect.
This will give some mercy.
There is an elect of the elect.
Where?
Hallelujah.
For God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And it says they have not defiled their garments.
It means
and they shall walk with me and white, for they are worthy.
He said they go work in white because they're worthy.
Now listen to what he says in the next verse. He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angel. Hallelujah.
I will make you wear white clothes. I no go pull his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before me, Papa, and before his angel then.
If the offering is perfect, then his name shall not be blotted out.
Then his name
will
pull her out.
What happened to once saved, always saved?
Well, what thing happened now? Is there one way they talk, say, once you don't save, once and you don't.
What happened to
you always save?
Baptism in water and baptism in the Holy Spirit.
What thing happened to the one the way they talk about?
What happened to working with Christ, in union with Christ, and moving as one?
With union.
Hallelujah.
With Christ.
And what happened with the fellowship of the saints in the working and the communion of working together and flowing together in God?
What thing happened with this?
Hallelujah.
With Jesus Christ and for laying.
It means at any
together.
One of these points, my name could have been blotted out.
So at any one point in points a day, impossible say my name.
I am not assured of that position of salvation till I come to present the offering of my soul to God.
I'm sure of my salvation. I'll give me myself a sacrifice before.
And
God.
There can be no remnants of self. No remains. No remnants.
No
remnant.
No ask and beat but self no go left for me again.
You know when they crucified Jesus Christ.
Una no when they killed Jesus.
Well, let me go back. When the time of atonement came,
when the time came for let
and the lamb was brought to the priest. And the lamb was brought to the priest.
And the lamb then bring it down to the priest.
The priest would examine that light lamb all night long.
The priest would watch good one, this lamb, throughout the day.
They would go through the fur of the lamb.
It would open the lamb in.
They would go over it inch by inch, millimeter by millimeter.
All inside, all part.
To make sure it had no blot, no blemish.
For make sure say in order one box.
There could not be one spot on that lamb. They had to do, and it took an all night vigil to do it.
The lamb not to get one spot.
Hallelujah.
In one night vigil and it is for example.
And when they brought Jesus Christ,
when they bring Jesus
before the Sanhedrin,
before that council and called Sanhedrin,
they grilled him all night long.
Then deal with him throughout the day.
Amen.
And early in the morning, and they would not, the only thing they could do was to make up lies about him.
The only thing they were able for nothing.
But that lamb could not be sacrificed until it was declared clean.
That lamb they not go able for make them like sacrifice. First, so
and the priest
say,
demanded.
And the priest.
And I can see God's wisdom in all of that. Demanded that he be brought before Pilate.
The priest asked some of them bring Jesus come before Pilate.
So what they did in actuality is to abdicate their position of authority over the lamb and gave it to Pilate.
So what in actually they mean to do? They bring Jesus come the when at the lamb.
And Pilate brought the man in.
And
he grilled him and abused him.
And Pilate in a
and at the end of the day, he declared him clean.
Pilate in our can do all what he do for now.
Can you imagine the wisdom of God in that?
You know, get both.
He says, I find no fault in this man.
I've not found one fault.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He was now ready to be sacrificed. How much more will God be exact with us?
How much more now is the God
when we come to present ourselves before Him in the offering of our soul?
When it comes to for let we offer we soul to them,
that we might be considered worthy,
so that He go say we fit
to partake of
we
the promise.
For come take part.
The promise, brother.
In promise.
It is yours and mine to possess if we're willing to pay the price.
The promise now we yearn for make people get them if we need for pay the price.
God bless you.
Amen. God bless you. Amen.
And the Lord spoke to me very clearly.
Thank God so
he says,
one.
With thanksgiving.
He said, with thanksgiving.
Eat that which is put before you.
With thanksgiving, eat that thing we then give you for it.
Now, what are you going to do with that?
So what are you going to do with that?
Somebody's going to bring me broccoli.
Person will come with that.
And I do
broccoli.
Not like broccoli.
And not to chop one leg at all.
They're going to set it down there in front of me. I'm going to have to take it with thanksgiving. Oh, thank you, Lord, for this broccoli.
Thank you for this broccoli.
Even though I don't like the taste of it, I don't want it in my mouth, and I certainly don't want it in my belly. Thank you for it, Lord. And with joy, I am going to have to consume it.
And then I will eat them.
And I have to do that every time there's something that comes along that I have some repulsive reaction to.
And I get for do that all the time.
Hallelujah.
And we eat.
Why?
And not lick at all.
Because that's how simple rebellion is.
Because now that's simple with it. Then I rebellion.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, when my children were growing up,
when we begin them, they grow.
We had a principle, a rule.
When you get law.
They had to eat whatever came on the table. They had to take a little bit of everything that was on the table, and everything they took, they had to eat.
Then get for take everything.
Hallelujah.
Put on the table for eat, and anything when you take.
And there's wisdom behind that.
And since the
I work very hard to buy the food.
I don't work stronger than the one for buy that chocolate. Yes.
It cost me something to buy the food.
It cost me something.
Cost me time, energy of life. It cost me some manner of suffering to get the money to buy the food to feed those children. Hello?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And for them not to eat it disrespects me.
And for let them not eat, you don't disrespect me.
It disrespects me.
You
the other reason they have to eat it is that mom went to a lot of trouble to fix it.
The other reason we didn't get for it.
Hello. Hallelujah. She had to work in the kitchen over that stove and had to do all of this. It took her hours to do some of that stuff sometimes. Hour and a half, 2 hours. I don't know. Hallelujah. It took her time, energy,
time,
life.
Energy,
hallelujah. Hallelujah. So if they don't eat it, they disrespect her.
So if they don't eat them,
hallelujah.
They disrespect himself.
Yes.
Do you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. And on top of that, they would throw fits about having to eat it.
And on top of that,
so I had to teach them
about whether they
that
or not.
I had to teach them to resist the spirit of rebellion.
So I didn't teach them for make them.
I have one child who was so stubborn. Had one child so stubborn that he would fall asleep at the table and his face would go into the plate.
I mean, get one way so stubborn, eat and sleep on top of the plate, then it makes sure the face go inside the plate.
We'd clean him up, put him in his bed.
We go whip him.
Next morning he gets up.
Next morning,
there's that plate his face was in. He had to finish that food. Because I'm not dealing with food, I'm dealing with rebellion.
Because not only chopping that.
I'm dealing with the principle of disrespect.
Stubborn and
hallelujah. I'm having to teach my children how to fear their father and their mother in order for them to fear God.
And they teach me between the
others. Hallelujah.
Mama and Papa.
Hallelujah. Now, I'm not talking about disciplining them in anger or any kind of emotional thing, or being rough with them or being cruel to them. I'm talking about the persistence to make them do what they need to do to be what they need to be. Hallelujah. Because they need to learn to resist the devil. It's a principle. Hallelujah. It's a principle.
Because a principle.
And when I would discipline my children, the Lord would always give me a scripture.
Whenever I discipline them, God will always give
me a scripture. And on the basis of that scripture, the judgment that would come would be meted out.
And
hallelujah. It was not always spanking, but sometimes spanking was necessary. Hello? And they're never too young.
That it was not always spanking. Not the all time that forbid me to them,
Sometimes spanking was necessary.
I can spank them.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have to deal with rebellion.
We get for deal with
rebellion. If you deal with rebellion when a child is young and you can handle him.
For deal with rebel behavior when picking young.
I had one son who was coming into his teenage years. And he did something that was really, really out of order. And I had to grab that child. He was stronger than I was, really.
He became a strong person.
I had to wrestle him around the house till I got him down. I had to sit on top of him. And then I had to apply Bible. You know, that son loves me to this day. He loves me. He calls me. He is always checking on me. He does things for me that the other children don't necessarily do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Why? Because he understood. He came to understand the principle of rebellion.
Because he can't understand.
Hallelujah.
That
principle. And you know, that was the last time I had to deal with that child in that manner. The last time. Never again have I had to deal with him in that manner.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The other prong of the other stone is stubbornness.
The other thing we'll get for is stubbornness.
Stubbornness is as the sin, the sin of iniquity.
Stubbornness, na like sin,
iniquity.
Stubbornness, na like sin of iniquity.
Iniquity is inferring to a character.
When they talk about iniquity, na a behavior, a character.
It refers to a character or nature.
Na way of life, na character.
And there is in the respect to the entity of self.
Now, character, where was this
I suggest you go back and read that 15th chapter of Samuel.
I will suggest you go back.
Hallelujah.
Samuel 15.
But I want to jump back over here to this golden altar of incense.
But I can't jump back to go to the golden altar of incense.
I didn't get to read it last night, but I want to read it tonight.
I don't be able to read it last night, but I want to read it this night.
Because this is the point, the place.
Because that's the place.
No return. But it's not only the place of no return, it is also the place of no entry.
But now also not only non-return, but now the place where you're not able to enter.
It is the fifth station in the tabernacle.
Now the number five station.
It's the fifth station in the tabernacle.
Number five station in the tabernacle.
It is the fifth church.
Now the number fifth church.
And the church, the fifth church, had a peculiar revelation.
And they get a different revelation.
Well, let me change it. It had a peculiar mode of operation.
It gets a different way of operating.
Turn with me to Revelations, the third chapter.
Revelation chapter 3.
It was the church of Sardis.
Now the church within Sardis.
And I believe it's referring to the Holy Place Church.
And I think this is talking about the Holy Place Church.
Revelations 3rd chapter 1st verse. And to the angel of the church in Sardis write, these things saith he that has the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. So just stop right there. Just right up to that seven stars. You can read it up to the seven stars.
And at the right of the angel at the church within a Sardis, this then thing they also are say unto the seven spirits of God and the seven stars.
And the seven stars. Hallelujah. Now, what I want to call our attention to is that unto the angel of the church in Sardis. Angel.
What I want to call draw your attention to now, the angel.
Angel
church
is indicative of a messenger.
Angel, they talk about messenger.
So it is not so much an entity, although there are angels. I'm not saying there are not.
No angel there, but not for that angel.
But it is not the angel per se that God is bringing the attention to. It is the message that the angel was delivering.
Not of that angel.
Hallelujah. And the message. Brethren, I ask you, how would we fare in such a situation if it were imminent that we would be killed for the sake of what we believe? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, I know. We're all say, I'll go all the way, Lord. Hallelujah. It's another thing to have that pistol pointed right between your eyes and you can see the bullets in the chamber. Hallelujah. And the person on your right has just got shot and the person on your left has just got shot.
Just don't shoot the person on your right hand side and the left hand side.
And you hear the hammer coming back and you know you're going to get shot. Hallelujah. We have to understand the paramount position and the necessity that self has to die.
We get to understand.
Hallelujah.
Self get to die.
Hallelujah. How do we die to self?
How we go allow this self thing?
Well, mechanically speaking, the Bible says, bless them that curse you.
Amen. Well, the Bible, the way we put on for understand, he said,
you don't want to bless them.
Bless them.
Do you? Somebody stands up and cusses you out.
Somebody tina.
tells you what he thinks of you. Hallelujah. Degrade you.
He begin put you down. He begin tell you all kind bad things.
How are you going to bless them?
How for bless that kind of person?
How are you going to bless them?
How for bless that kind of person?
You have inside of you this thing rising up. Ugh. Just rising up.
Then you get this thing where you were just the torment where they cause.
We want to call it righteous indignation.
We get name for that word talks there. This now righteous vexation.
We have a righteous liberty to be indignant.
A righteous for make
our hallelujah.
This kind of
hallelujah.
Amen.
Come on, brethren. You have never used the scripture to excuse self.
You know what they use the Bible for say?
Huh?
I get right for
you've never used it?
Because I've
oh my
out.
God. We're all guilty of it.
We all.
Hallelujah. We're all guilty of using scripture to justify self.
We are guilty.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
But I want to ask you.
But
you have your Alpha. Do you really want your Omega?
Well, I want to tell you.
Hallelujah.
You really, really want the Omega.
Brethren, this is where the battle is, right here.
Brother and sister, I hear so the first day, right yonder.
Tell me, what do you think about the scripture that says, when thou seest the abomination of desolation standing in the holy place, flee? How do you interpret that?
What do you think and what do you, how you interpret this scripture? We say, when you see the abomination and where they cause
the abomination of desolation standing in the holy place.
Now the holy place.
How do you interpret that?
How are you going to interpret that scripture?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Is it this holy place?
Yonder now holy place.
This holy place is going to be put aside.
That holy place that they shift up.
There is a greater position or place that is called the holy place.
Greater place there where they
and call it is your soul.
Holy place.
Hallelujah.
Holy place there.
So, what is the abomination of desolation that makes your soul desolate?
Waiting at the abomination of desolation.
Hallelujah.
You soul dry.
It is the idol of self.
Now that idol will make what they call
this. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We need to come to grips that this altar is going to be required to be a perfect sacrifice.
We need to understand that God wants that altar there for be
and that
perfect sacrifice.
And that perfection
there
is not left to our own imagination or our own defining.
Not how we think say the perfection for be.
For in the scripture it says that be ye perfect.
The Bible says
even as your Father in heaven is perfect.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Come on, brethren.
Amen.
I didn't write the Bible.
Not only write the Bible.
Praise the Lord. I kind of want to pick up a little bit here. That's why I didn't erase the board.
I want for take off from yonder. Now I cannot erase the
and,
whiteboard.
I want to talk a little bit. I hope to get into talk a little bit about the Father.
I want to talk a little bit about the Father.
Right here, right here is called the Golden Altar of Incense.
Right at that place, they call them the Golden Altar.
There are two altars in the tabernacle.
Inside the tabernacle, there are two altars.
The first altar that we have is the altar that is called the Brazen Altar.
The first altar, the altar where they make with brass.
That altar cannot be replicated. It cannot be repeated.
You know, but it will make them back.
That altar was sanctified by a man called Jesus.
And
it was sanctified, and the propitiation of sins was given to us by the grace of the Father. Hallelujah. Through that sacrifice. That cannot be duplicated. It can only be accepted. Hallelujah. The other altar. The other altar is the altar of incense, the golden altar of incense.
The other altar, and the altar.
It's made out of wood.
Golden incense.
And it's covered with gold.
And cover them with gold.
And that is indicative of man and God, and the process and the development and the change or the transfiguration of man to become eligible and put the potential to be one with God.
Then they talk about
hallelujah.
When God and man they water together, and man gives himself over to God for make it able for each to waiting God make up safe for be.
If you remember, salvation is the beginning or the alpha of God in man.
If you remember, salvation
hallelujah.
Is the beginning or the alpha of God in mortal man.
And I should say God and you.
Well, I for say God and
wherever you. It was you accepted the blood of Jesus Christ, that became your alpha.
I should accept the blood of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because up until that point, possibly you weren't even aware of an entity that we call Jehovah or Elohim.
You not be even no such
hallelujah.
A God really did.
And that is your alpha. But every alpha has to have an omega.
And that then are you now you starting point when an alpha. But any alpha will get the ending point.
Not because you want it, but because God demands it.
Not because now you want a move, but now so.
And we need to get that thought into our mind, because God does demand perfection.
So because God. The two kind of mind God wants for all we be perfect.
He doesn't. He doesn't demand perfection when you get to heaven, so to speak.
Not when you reach now heaven, this perfection.
He expects you to come to perfection prior to the event of going into heaven.
He wants for lay you.
Hallelujah.
Perfect, even when you not reach now heaven yet.
And the verse that supports that is in Hebrews 12, I believe.
The verse where go support which I talk to.
Or is it 11? What's the heroes of faith? 11 or 12? Yeah. Hebrews 11, I think. Hallelujah. It says in the verses 38 and 39.
Inside verse 38 and 39 of Hebrews 11.
They, having a good report, receive not the promise.
He said, then why are so? Even though they get good reports, they still not be receive the promise.
And that is an important word as far as the plans and purposes of God is concerned.
And this now is
hallelujah.
It
says they receive not the promise.
They not receive the promise.
So what that tells me is that they had a knowledge of the promise.
What did that tell me? Then get
we
the promise for day.
We seem to assume that we in this modern day and in this time frame of time are the privileged ones to have this particular revelation, but that is not the truth of the matter.
We
hallelujah.
We are the one that we're privileged for get this promise, but really we're not the same promise.
Because when it says they received not the promise, it means that they had a revelation or an understanding that there was a position in God that is called Omega.
When I say them before receive the promise, that means they in
hallelujah.
Mind they don't say something there when they forget.
And what is the Omega?
What is the meaning of Omega?
It is coming to a point of perfection that you are, as Paul explained it, I would that I could present you blameless.
Now, when you reach that point, like
hallelujah,
I can say,
spirit,
one for
soul,
one falls by you,
and body.
Now you spirit, now you soul.
Hallelujah. Amen. So it's not just a matter of being perfection in the spiritual realm.
Not only when spirit perfecto.
Or in the soul realm.
Or your soul perfect.
But in the body realm as well.
But even by your body.
There are many gospels. And there are other gospels that are now migrating.
And other gospels
to make allowance for the body.
When they make allowance.
Hallelujah.
No, this perfection not for the body.
When I say the body, I'm talking about sin in the body.
Why they talk about body?
And the preservation of traditional thinking and preservation of traditional practices as far as humanity is concerned.
How mortal man they keep the
hallelujah
traditional and custom practice them,
no,
not their life.
No matter where you come from,
no matter also you come on,
where you were born,
also
the ethnic
born
origin of your beginnings. Everybody, every society, every people has traditions.
Outside, you come out
to have
people and get tradition.
To have to have traditions is to be human.
For make you get tradition, that make you mortal man.
And those traditions are fashioned and formed after the principles of hell.
And tradition them according
to
come according to hell in your law.
And in the aspect of that, I want us to really come home in that it is described by one word, and that word is self.
When we
hallelujah,
one word no more will take for this.
Hallelujah.
Self.
There is a gospel that is being preached that makes an allowance for self.
One gospel they want to preach where they tell you,
hallelujah,
say, you all right, are you done so?
And if that gospel is making an allowance for self, it is not the gospel of Christ.
If that gospel they tell you, say, you all right,
hallelujah,
so, not of Christ in gospel.
It is of a different gospel. It that is of a different gospel nature. There are two gospels.
Now two kind of gospel then.
There is the gospel of hell.
The gospel when a hell come up.
And there is the gospel of God.
The gospel when out.
Hallelujah. There's only two gospels.
Now only two kind of gospel.
Hallelujah. The gospel of God deals with the aspect of self.
That God in your gospel, it treats the thing but mortal man how you can.
When I first came into this message 40-some years ago,
when I first gave this message,
this message was called Death to Self.
Then they call this message, let yourself, older than you, make it die.
Amen.
That's what it was called.
That's what they mean they call
them. We didn't call it the kingdom message.
We not be they call them.
We didn't call it the sonship message.
We not be they call them sonship.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It was called death to self.
Now for let who that you make you
but
that you be.
That type of title really does not draw too many people.
That kind of title daily, not they draw people there for Kenya.
You could put a banner out here on your gate saying death to self church.
If you put banner on a door,
hallelujah,
make yourself die.
How many people you think you're going to attract?
How most people you think say for Kenya?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Father, I want to just come to present ourselves to you this morning, this evening. You see the hearts and the minds of the people.
See the heart and mind of the people then.
You see the word of God that we are in need of at this time, at this place.
The word of God.
So, Father, we're coming to ask for your unction, your anointing.
Amen.
Father, the word of promise was, if you would open your mouth, I shall fill it.
That your word of promise will come.
And I ask, Father, that you move under the auspices of that promise.
And that you will move under this promise.
You see the time frame that we are living in, especially here in Sierra Leone.
You see the turmoil they live under, even as I live.
You see the darkness that is rising up, spreading over the land, trying to contaminate and capture the mind of the children. Father, we pray that you would move in the midst of this people. That you might establish, a platform.
That you will put
off of which your word might go forth to redeem and to save.
Where your word will go out and reach out for sin.
That it might be able to overcome and bring to naught every plan, every purpose that the enemy has.
That they will fight and win anything with the enemy.
Lord, we are looking to you tonight that you might break the bread of life to us in Jesus' name.
Bread of life to me.
Amen. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Somebody got the word compassion. You need to understand the difference between sympathy and compassion.
What is sympathy?
Compassion is a movement of thought and feeling that is born out of love. Hallelujah.
So you get the word sympathy, you get the word compassion. But in Creole, we call them two soriats. But compassion, now the word way, now the soriat way you get, where it comes really out of love. You don't feel them for posting because you let the person.
Not human love.
Not because of,
but out of the love of the Father.
But because God is.
Hallelujah. And quite frankly, brethren, you and I cannot love unless we are in love with the Father.
Brother and sister, then me and you not able
Hallelujah.
To love. Pass we and God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we need to know that sympathy is not something that is of God. It is something that is of self. It plays.
Need for no say that mortal man so yet.
It plays on your mind.
Where come off from God.
It plays on your mind. It plays on your emotions. It plays on your desires. And you end up feeling sorry for someone.
End up just feel sorry for yourself. For somebody.
You end up feeling sorry for somebody.
You end up just.
That is not compassion.
Somebody.
Hallelujah.
The soriat will come off from God.
Hallelujah. There is something of pain that comes with compassion.
That's it where they call compassion.
So hallelujah.
Where they come down when I like.
You see somebody in some type of trouble and it pains you because you are aware that it is sin and death that is working in their lives.
You see somebody in some kind of problem.
Hallelujah.
You sorry for them and the thing they bone you, they mourn you because you said this person they end for.
And compassion will always generate intercession.
When you get a God in kind
Hallelujah.
Of it will lead you for let you intercede.
Do you hear me? It will always generate compassion. Compassion will always generate intercession.
God is also yet to go.
Hallelujah.
Make you begin to intercede for the person.
Hallelujah. There is a word. I don't know that if you have it. I don't know if you have it in your language. It's called empathy.
I will have to explain it out.
Let me give you an example of what empathy is.
Okay, another word we can call empathy.
And I believe it has a spiritual, I believe it has a spiritual base, and it is one of the elements that is necessary for us to know or to experience.
I think that word they get spiritual base, and that's something what we need for feel inside.
As a carpenter,
as carpenter,
we used to work with these big hammers and these nails, and we would join wood together with these nails and the hammer.
We work now with hammer and nail and for the heat thing.
And you know, it's bad enough when you smack your own finger, you know, with the hammer, you've got the nail and you come down, because you're coming down hard on that nail.
When you the Amazon team, you hit something, you might.
We work with these nails that are about like this. They're about that long.
We don't work with them, they will long.
Hallelujah. And a good carpenter can sink that nail with three blows.
Can make that nail go inside the board just three knots.
The first blow, he comes down, he's holding the nail. First nail, he comes down and he hits it, and it sets the nail down. It sets it into the wood, and then he can release it.
The first knock, it made the nail go good one inside.
And the timing has to be so exact that when that hammer hits the head of that nail, the fingers go away.
The timing important bad so that
Hallelujah.
We knock the nail and the head.
And you cannot move your fingers until the hammer is on the head.
And you not get to pull that finger faster than hammer touch the head.
Because the nail would just fall over.
If not, also the nail goes off for them.
And sometimes you get your timing off.
Sometimes they think you miss time.
And you smash that finger.
You can just can't hit your arm. You know,
and you hit it so hard.
And you go hit.
The pain runs up your arm. And sometimes up into your chest.
You feel up your chest.
Hallelujah. What empathy is?
So this word would allow.
Is you're standing and watching somebody.
If you
and they go and they hit their thumb.
And you go and knock your big finger.
And immediately you feel the pain. You're not the one hammering.
When you see him,
Hallelujah. You're not the one hammering. But you hit and you feel the pain. It goes up your arm and you go, oh, ouch.
But as you see with your
Hallelujah.
Pain, the one
Hallelujah.
One,
now, empathy is a spiritual quality.
That word we call empathy.
Hallelujah. And it is necessary for us in the spirit to know the reality of spiritual empathy when we look at other people in doing certain things that they are doing.
And we fulfill.
Hallelujah.
We look at other people then.
Hallelujah. Even if they are doing it to you. Hallelujah. It is contrary to self.
It is opposite.
One of the strongest aspect of humanity is self-preservation.
One of what a man is, he should get power for do.
Hallelujah.
For protecting self.
I was reading an article one day.
One day they read something.
In a magazine, I believe it was. This was several years ago.
And they read something they write in the magazine.
And they were talking about the body's sense of self-preservation.
They mean they explain what how the body can be protected.
And they had been examining people who had died under extreme circumstances.
And then they look at some people that we don't die on that.
And a lot of the people that they were examining, when they did an autopsy on them,
when they checked them,
they found this was in the case of starvation.
And this is a case of people that were starving.
They found that the bodies had given up lesser organs.
And they find out, say,
to some degree, in order to keep the major organs of the body functioning as long as it possibly could.
The body, they make the organ, they will not.
Hallelujah.
die quick so that they
must. Hallelujah.
Father, important for him because they are alive.
We are programmed by darkness to self-preserve ourselves.
Darkness don't program we so that we go.
Hallelujah.
Protect we say quick one.
We will betray one another.
Yes.
For the sake of self-preservation.
We the betray with the
come. Hallelujah.
And sell out we company.
And I believe the Bible says that type of betrayal will be something that will be prevailing at the end of time.
And Bible talk and say.
And in the
in
the tribulation. Parents will betray children. Children will betray parents.
Parents will sell out them.
Hallelujah.
And
not only in the last days or in the tribulation, but it has already, and I'm sure you are aware of other cases that have happened on the same on the basis of self-preservation.
Not only the last.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Peter was a perfect example.
Peter,
of self-preservation. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you hear me?
Yes.
Now, let's not get too hard on Peter, okay?
Amen.
I don't know that there are many of us here who would have not done the same thing. Hallelujah. Even John the disciple was not around. He was strangely absent. When they drug him into, when they drug Jesus into the Sanhedrin. We have to understand the reality and the power of self under the jurisdiction of darkness.
We get to understand the
hallelujah.
Self get when it faced with darkness.
And as far as Peter is concerned.
As Peter is concerned,
we know that he finally came to grips with the reality of self and he overcame it.
We know that he can't the reality of who that he be. He win that battle day.
Historically, it is said of Peter
that he talk about Peter say
when it finally came for him to depart.
When Tim reached for let him die.
They were going to crucify him.
Then we want to kill him.
But he said, no, you cannot crucify me in the manner that you crucified my Lord.
He said, una no go kill me.
You have to crucify me upside down.
Una go crucify
my
me
God.
Upside down.
I don't know whether that's true or not.
I don't know if that's true or not true.
But what I do know that is true is he submitted to the crucifixion.
But which are not said true now.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He could not have done that had he not overcome every aspect of self-preservation. Hallelujah. So we had to change the name. Now when I said we, I'm talking about the contingent of people who were involved with the Holy Place message.
So we get to change the name.
We had to change the name
to
Sons of God.
So
message.
We changed the name and turned him. Got him.
And everybody wanted to be a son of God.
All man want for be God.
They wanted the power. They wanted the position. They wanted the prestige. And of course, they did not want to go to hell. They wanted to go to heaven.
They no one go hell. They want for
hallelujah.
Amen.
But somewhere along the line, somebody decided that that was too presumptuous.
But along the line, some people think that.
Hallelujah. So they watered it down and called it the kingdom message. Hallelujah.
The kingdom message.
I think we ought to throw all of them out except the first one. Hallelujah.
Throw
them all out except for the first one.
That's the first one.
Because it is paramount that we understand that this element of existence will not abide or exist. It will not get past the golden altar of incense.
Because the important for Lois Sabi say, if you want to keep who that you be, you know go able to pass through that altar of incense.
There is also another thought here that I want to share with you.
Other thing I want to share with you.
Hallelujah. And that is about this holy place thing.
And the two guess what do with the holy place.
This is the holy place.
Yanda, now they didn't call it holy place.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is the holy place.
Yanda, now they didn't
outer court
place.
Takes care of sin in the flesh, sin in the body.
The outer court, the
hallelujah.
Sin, now you
the lust of the eye. The lust of the flesh. Hallelujah. The holy place takes care of sin in the soul.
The holy place in the take care of the sin within inside your soul.
Hallelujah. And I suppose you could put the heading, the pride of life, on that aspect of self.
And as Sim said, he also put
hallelujah.
The pride where life gets inside that side.
Hallelujah. Many of you, I am sure, are proud to be Sierra Leoneans. Probably proud to be Nigerians.
Some people are proud for saying they're Nigerian.
Proud to be an American.
Other people say
just let somebody start talking about your country or the place that you come from, and you feel something start rising up in here.
I see them talk, but you can't wake up.
Why is that? Well, you're proud. You're proud of the place that you're in. You're proud of the country that you're from.
You come up from.
Hallelujah. And you are glad you are from Sierra Leone, and you're glad that you are from Nigeria, or you are glad that you are from the United States of America. Hello. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is part of self. Hallelujah. In fact, that is probably one of the basis elements of self. Hallelujah. I have found out that my American passport will not get me into the kingdom of God. It will not be recognized as a valid document to get me into the kingdom of God, into the kingdom of heaven. Hello? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Why? Because God changed everything out here when I accepted the blood of Jesus Christ. When I am saying by being born again, I was dead and now I am alive, I have a new position of allegiance.
When I save, that's the when I be born again.
Hallelujah.
And I don't come alive now, I get new side where my master what they pay attention to.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, the problem is I still live in the area in which I was born as far as the physical thing is concerned, and I am still under the jurisdiction of that law. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I've been born and I get under that law there in control.
But the Bible says that I have been translated.
But the Bible says God don't shift
out of the kingdom of darkness.
You don't shift me come on at the kingdom of darkness.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Did you hear me?
Yes.
It didn't say you were translated out of the kingdom of Sierra Leone. Hallelujah. But it says that Sierra Leone is encompassed in and a part of the darkness.
But this alone.
Hallelujah. As is Nigeria. As is the United States.
Just like America.
Hallelujah. And any other country of any other citizen who has heard and accepted the blood of Jesus Christ.
Like any other side or any other.
Hallelujah.
And accept Jesus in blood.
So, how much of the Sierra Leone do you still have?
Almost Salome way.
You've accepted the blood of Jesus Christ.
You don't accept Jesus.
And by the way, the position or the place of that acceptance is a covenant ritual.
By the way, when you accept the blood of Jesus,
hallelujah.
You make agreement.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, it used to be in the U.S. I don't know if it still is. I don't think it is. But it used to be in the U.S. If you wanted to become a U.S. citizen.
I don't know if they're not changing now, but now America, when you want to be U.S. Citizen,
you had to renounce any other citizenship that you might have had.
If you're not citizen,
and you had to sign a document to that effect.
you're not a busy citizen,
that you will no longer adhere to, that you would no longer adhere to or be subject to the laws and the regulations and the, and not only that, but maybe the benefits of being a citizen of that other country. You had to renounce it.
You left
verbally, writtenly, and then you had to be, had to pledge your allegiance to the country that was adopting you.
And then you say you did.
Hallelujah.
You did under that country.
Now, where did that thought of adoption come from?
Hallelujah.
Well, if you read Romans, and I believe it's in the 8th chapter, I think.
Romans chapter 8.
It talks about the adoption to wit of our bodies. Hallelujah.
How God adopt we.
Not just our spirit.
Not just our soul. Not only soul.
But
no
the physical reality of our being is translated.
But are we physically?
Hallelujah. Amen. Out of that natural arena of affiliation into the reality of a greater and better
God,
kingdom. Hallelujah.
From that country,
why do you
kingdom?
Why do you think the Bible calls it the kingdom of God?
What does it make you think say the Bible call
why does it use the terminology kingdom?
What does it make you not say kingdom?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because it wants you to relate to the reality of the position or the presence of government.
Why did he call it a kingdom?
Okay, what does it make God call him kingdom? Now, because God wants for there you. You give your heart and you take up.
Hallelujah.
For that kingdom thing.
Hallelujah. And you know, we are so religiously brainwashed.
And unfortunately, they don't brainwash we religious one.
That we think the kingdom of God is out there in front of us somewhere.
That we they think so when it's
and that one day
God, now one other
when we hit the end of our trail. End of our journey, we will enter out of this kingdom into the kingdom of God.
And
there is nothing more wrong with that. That can be wrong because it's totally, absolutely a deception. Hallelujah. Especially when you are born again.
Especially
you receive the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. It says that the kingdom of God comes inside of you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We have it in our minds. But we do not have it in the reality of the environment in which we live.
But by the way, what would they live with life?
We still act after the ethnic origin of which we were born. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We still believe in the pride of life as far as our origins are concerned. Hallelujah. And we still believe that self needs to have a position of preeminence in the aspect of our relationship with God and man.
Who that we be?
Bruce!
Hallelujah. When you talk about
hallelujah. You know, I'll give it a little benefit. I would say 99.99% of our problem. As far as the devil and sin and darkness is concerned,
when you talk about sin and darkness,
can be attributed to this entity of self.
It will come out from this issue.
And brethren, it makes no difference if you're right or wrong.
It not make any difference whether you right or you wrong.
I have found that I can just get just as angry at you for something you do to me, whether I am a Christian or a sinner.
I don't feel
hallelujah.
I will be
hallelujah. If I say something wrong to you and you get offended, why are you getting offended?
If I say something wrong,
I might be wrong in what I say.
You vex. What makes you vex? Sometimes I'm wrong for talking
to you. Hallelujah. But why should you be offended with me?
Well, what makes you wrong?
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
At the very most, you should feel sorry for me. Hallelujah.
Well, if you talk and say, you feel sorry for me.
Amen.
At the very most.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, there is one word that the Bible uses.
Well, what word the Bible uses?
Oh, by the way, the Bible never uses the word sympathy.
Bible, no one they use this word for gesso yet.
Do you have that word in your...
Yes.
Hallelujah. The Bible never uses the word sympathy.
You know what they use?
Sympathy is a human element. It's a human quality. The Bible uses the word compassion.
Yes.
The Bible used the word compassion.